Our final set of news stories start with problems for the farming industry, but finish on a high with a miniature railway. Farmers' confidence is at an all-time low, according to an industry survey, prompting urgent warnings over the need to protect homegrown food production. The National Farmers Union's research shows confidence in the sector at its lowest since records began in 2010. As a result, production intentions have also plummeted, with all farming sectors expecting to decrease production during the next year. The relentless wet weather has played a major part, says the report, with 82% of respondents saying their farm businesses have suffered fairly negative or very negative impacts. Since a survey in November and December, there has been more prolonged rainfall, and the NFU says if it was taken again today, the results would be even worse. The union is calling for the government to recognise the extraordinary nature of the wettest 18 months since 1836, warning that many farms may be unable to survive, with 65% of respondents saying their profits are falling. Nick Dean, who farms at Hoverton and is the NFU council representative for Norfolk, said, "The combined impact of the weather and financial pressures has left many farmers increasingly concerned with long-term repercussions. Fairness in the supply chain in all sectors must give a better return to farmers in order to regain food production confidence."
Months of disruption on Norwich's Ring Road have come to an end, as a £1 million revamp draws to a close, 4 weeks late. Norfolk County Council officers confirmed traffic management, which included lane closures and traffic lights, has now been removed from Queen's Road in Norwich. Work on the road between St Stephen's Roundabout and the city's bus station started on January the 8th and had been due to be completed by April the 16th. But the work, which had triggered disruption and delays for traffic using the city's inner ring road, overran by 4 weeks. While a few minor pieces of work, including installation of signs, still needs to be done, the disruption to traffic has ended. Later in the year, more enhancement work will be carried out near the section of the city wall, but that will focus on the pavement. The changes on the approach to the bus station have been designed to improve general traffic flow and access for buses, while people on foot will also see improvements to the area as a whole, including a better pedestrian entrance and new units providing real-time bus information. The carriageway along Queen's Road has been widened to create space for the bus lane, while allowing two lanes for other traffic.
A street food business in a converted horse box is expanding with a permanent kitchen in Norwich. Gringo's Nacho Factory has been serving up a Tex-Mex menu at a range of events for the last 4 years. Owner Andrew Scully is now building on its success by launching a permanent kiosk in the Castle Social Food Hall on the top floor of the Castle Quarter. The menu includes fully loaded nachos, nacho-coated crispy chicken tacos, spicy black bean quesadillas, and a range of desserts with a Tex-Mex twist. Gringo's is set to launch there in June, and it will join Giant Yorkie Roast Company, which opened at the venue on May the 11th.
A fighter jet declared an emergency during a flight over Norfolk. The Lockheed Martin F-35 declared the emergency at 17,000 feet while soaring over the county. The jet was the most tracked flight globally on Flight Radar 24 as it made its return to RAF Lakenheath near Brandon. The F-35A Lightning II is a US Air Force single-seat, single-engine, all-weather stealth aircraft intended for strike missions. It landed back at the base shortly before 1 p.m.
A nursery's library has been freshly stocked thanks to the success of a listening scheme. Nicole Braddon, a partner of Usborne Books, has recently collaborated with Orchardale Children's Nursery in Taverham and several other schools to supply them with new books. Her project was a Ready, Steady, Listen scheme, whereby children were sponsored to listen to as many books as possible within a month. Orchardale's target was greatly exceeded, with the nursery raising a commendable £709. Usborne contributed an additional 60% towards the nursery's final sum for a total of £1,134. Miss Braddon said, "It was such an incredible experience working alongside the nursery to give them a wonderful gift of all those books, and knowing those children will enjoy spending the time with the staff, looking at those and giving them a good start to reading in the future."
It's a museum with a difference. Located deep in the East Anglian countryside, in the South Norfolk village of Ravenham, it boasts the world's largest archive of advertising material. There are collections from Hovis, Vimto, Heinz, ITV, Coleman's, Norwich Union and Startright, with many early print advertisements dating back to the 1800s. And now the History of Advertising Trust, which manages the archive, has added another 2,000 square feet to its existing 8,000 square feet of space. On Tuesday, May the 14th, the Trust celebrated the completion of Archive 7, which will house a collection of all UK advertising from 1960 to 2000. The new archive, known as Ebiquity, adds to the Trust's 4 million artefacts contained in books and folders, on old videotapes and film reels, in huge files and on screens.
Wensum Valley Miniature Railway is open for another season. The North Norfolk Model Engineering Club welcomes visitors to County School Station near North Elmham to enjoy a few trips around the 1,200 feet track. There is also the Model Museum, where works and engines of members will be displayed, as well as the County School Station's tea room. The project is widely enjoyed by many modellers. Young people are also taking a great interest in the opportunity to build their own models, which is offered by the track. Running dates for this season include Sunday, May the 26th, as well as June the 2nd, and July 21st and 28th, and all Sundays in August.